I know that you didn't have enough time to probably discuss it all, but that's what we want to do this morning. And I appreciate you engaging and just jumping right in there and doing that, because, boy, these are big topics for us. And most of you are sitting in at tables with guys from your district and all. And so please, when you leave from here, some of you are going to be traveling home together in the same van or in the same vehicle or maybe flying home on the same flight or whatever. And if you can continue on that conversation. Because that's huge. How do we balance life? How do we do all of that and make that happen and become the best that we can be in our schedule and knowing how to just orchestrate all of that? The second area that we want to talk about here this morning, and it's an area that I need to do better in. I'll admit that to you right off the bat. It's the physical, with my health, with my diet, with my exercise. When I was pastoring, I had a friend who would have helped me with this area. He was an individual who just he would help me. There were times in the mornings when we were working out together that it would be like I knew I was going to go meet him, and so I'd get up and I'd go, not because I was being really healthy conscious, but just because I knew I had somebody who was going to be waiting on me, or we'd sometimes, depending on how the work schedules flowed for the both of us, sometimes it would be in the afternoon all. But I had a buddy who helped me do this and become better at it. As you can tell, I need to do better at it right now. I recognize that, and I notice that, and I'm aware of that. You know, it's interesting because I notice that I feel better when I'm doing better in my weight. I'm sleeping better. I get up, and I don't have as many aches and pains. But so that's an area that I'm needing to do. So I'm standing before you this morning being accountable. I'm standing before you this morning and saying, you keep an eye on me and make sure that I don't get out of hand. And you know what? I appreciate it. I've had a couple of you who've actually come up to me and said, you put on a few pounds. Thanks. But I mean that seriously. I mean that seriously because I want to be an example. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do that. And so that's what Rangers do. We hold each other up. We challenge each other sometimes. Sometimes when you get that challenge, like just like that, thanks. But it really is. And so that's awesome and all of that. I asked this friend to speak to all of us. He's someone who I know exercises and deals with this area regularly in his life. He has all of his life, and I've always looked up to him. And if I have a question on physical health or how to do stuff, he's the guy I'm going to talk to, and I want him to talk to you. So would you put your hands together? Would you welcome Jack Shiflett?
Stay here for just a second.
Before and after, right?
I want to tell you something. This guy's been my friend for a long time. He was my pastor when I first met him. We were at the church before he was, but he became our pastor, friend, good friend of the family, my wife and I, and then we've been friends for years, since 95, I believe.
Yep, long time.
And we did work out together, and I just want to tell you something that that I know for a fact that this is going to be a blessing to the Royal Rangers, and I know that his wife and him both, when they do something, they jump in all the way. We also worked together at the Indiana District. Of course, I was at the camp, but he was the kids' camp. So he came out and did kids' camp, so we worked even together then. Mm-hmm. And they work really hard, and I know they'll be good for the Rangers.
Appreciate you, man. How much do I owe you?
And my wife is here, and that's just the same. She's always done that for me. Terry, where is she? Where is she? She's out there? Okay. she's here, and I just want to say thanks to her because she, when I went 7 years ago, we became the camp directors in Indiana, and that is a big bubble, and she's doing that bubble with me. It's funny, I was just, when I was driving down here, you know, I've been to Springfield before. Actually, I grew up in Missouri, and it later on went back to Indiana, but I didn't know exactly where I was at, and I saw I had to make the turn, and I was going to make it, but I had to slow down a little quicker than normal, and there was a guy in a truck behind me that was pretty close, and so I watched him real close, and when he went by, he looked at me and gave me a real dirty look, and I thought, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't think it was that bad, and then I knew he just had an anger issue, because on the back of his truck, this window sticker said, horn broke, watch for finger. So I just thought I'd share that with you. We have to make sure that we don't live in a life of anger. You know, when I was a boy, my dad was angry a lot. And that changed who I became in life. And so if you have that, I just want to share that with you. Secondly, I would just want to say something else, and that is when I was 23, I gave my life to the Lord in an Assembly of God church. Now, I wasn't a boy. I never knew about Royal Rangers. But those Royal Ranger commanders reached out to me and mentored me, and that was my first ministry. And so don't just look for boys. Look for the young men that need something to do, that are coming into the church, that are new. Or maybe that's a way to reach out to a boy's dad who doesn't come to church. We went to, another thing I did with Carl, we went down to Ecuador for a few times on a missions trip. And we just happened to get there on the last time I went, the third time. And the missionary asked me if I'd speak on Sunday morning. We got there on Saturday evening, and he asked me if I'd speak on Sunday morning. And it was their annual Royal Rangers Awards Day. And all these kids went to church, but their parents didn't. A lot of them didn't. And their parents came to church on that Sunday morning to be there for their kids' award. And when we gave the call to be saved, we had, I would say, probably 150 parents who came forward on that day to get saved. That's a wonderful thing to be able to experience, and the boys and girls do Royal Rangers in South America, or at least it was in Ecuador. Okay, I also just want to honor Mike Holbrook. God knew that Carl was going to be coming here, and Mike Holbrook is the Indiana leader, and God knew that they were going to need somebody like Mike Holbrook, because Carl left, and Carl was so involved in the Rangers, and Mike has had to take on a lot. And Mike, we just want you to stand up and say thank you for leading Indiana. Okay. And I know I'm not the spiritual part, but you know, the spiritual part is in everything. And Paul said in 1 John 3:2, above all things, I wish you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And so as our spiritual health prospers, our soul and our body will prosper with it. Our body won't prosper as good unless our spiritual person is prospering. And as when you're, I want to tell you something that changed my life second to being saved, the most of anything else. I used to think I was a night person, but I made a commitment to get up early in the morning and to do my prayer and devotion before anybody else gets up so that I'm not disturbed before anything I need to get done. I started getting up and doing my prayer and devotion, and that has changed my life more than anything else other than being saved. I just want to say, if you make one step like that towards God, He'll make a God step back to you. Okay. First, I'm going to talk about health and diet kind of health, and then I'll talk about fitness. First thing with health is, I just want to encourage you, don't feel like you have to go out and change everything you do to make a step towards better health. Some people can do that. Some people can change and do it. You just have that they can change their whole lifestyle and change. But I want to encourage you to take one good step in your health and one good step in your fitness today. Let me give you an example of one of the best things a person can do to benefit their health. The recommended daily allowance of added sugar is 6 to 9 teaspoons a day. That means it's not just the natural sugars you get out of your food, but anything that's added sugar. In our nation, this is such a terrible thing happening in our nation of so much added sugar that in July 1st of next year, 2018, it's going to be on all of the nutrition labels on everything that you get. To give you an example of how much added sugar, women it's about 6 teaspoons and men it's about 9. So it's somewhere in that area per day that you're supposed to have. I'd like to have a bottle of Mountain Dew, a 20-ounce bottle of Mountain Dew in my hand or Coke. One 20-ounce bottle of Mountain Dew is more than double the daily allowance for added sugar. So to give you an example, if you drank a Mountain Dew, a 20-ounce bottle a day or two, and you weigh, let's say, over 200 pounds, if you gave up that one bottle every day and didn't change anything else, you would lose 30 pounds in 1 year. So now let me give you something else that you could do that would be just a little bit to add that to that. If you were to take one 20-ounce bottle of water and replace that Mountain Dew, that would help your whole health so much better. So one Mountain Dew, one Coke, one whatever it is, if you drink a soda 20 ounce a day and you give it up, just think how much different you would be. For men, high protein diet, especially if you're active, and usually Royal Ranger commanders or family guys, you work, you're pretty active, a high protein diet. Before Atkins ever came around, I was on a high protein diet because when you're working out, when you're physically working out, the protein is what helps rebuild your muscle. And so if you don't have a protein in your diet, then your muscle's not able to recuperate fast enough. So I just want to encourage you to watch your protein intake. Make sure you get a good protein intake. And protein intake it consists of meats, fish, dairy, and nuts. A handful of nuts a day is really good. I buy a little can of, usually it's, like pecans or something like that, and I try to eat a handful a day. Just go in there and grab one. That's like a snack. Praise the Lord. That's a good fat, too. Men, our diets are different than women. Women, they have these, they have to do long, sustained type workouts. For men, we need to do things that where we do something in a hurry. Like, let me give you an example. Like if you were to run a short distance, but run it fast and then stop. Okay, so something that's really beneficial for men's health and fitness, I'll explain that in a minute, is to do something that gets your heart rate up and your blood pressure, your blood going, and then you stop and take a break. It doesn't take longer than 30 seconds. It's really good for you. Okay. Something that you hear, I'm sure, on TV, commercials, and all kinds of things is testosterone. So I thought I would share a little bit about testosterone with you. If a man decides to better his diet for the purpose of losing weight or just be healthier, men should stay away from processed foods or foods containing GMO products because they don't contain the ingredients necessary to keep a high level of testosterone. Now, here's some ways, natural ways. I really believe in natural. I don't take any kind of pills or any kind of things like that. I try to do everything naturally. So natural ways to increase testosterone are, number one is strength training. Zinc, the intake of zinc. The natural way to increase zinc is high protein rich foods. Raw milk, raw cheese, yogurt. I have a little cup of yogurt every morning for breakfast. I'll give you an idea of what a good breakfast is. Breakfast is so important. It doesn't have to be a big breakfast. Sometimes I used to, I'd get up and I'd have a glass of milk and some whole wheat toast with peanut butter on it. But that's something that gave me that protein intake and helped me to be able to get a good start. Because otherwise, you're wearing out your body because you don't have the food there that's giving you the energy. You're taking the energy away from your muscles that aren't getting anything to build it. So breakfast is very important. There would be another step. If you don't do breakfast, get up and do a simple breakfast. Okay? I'm not a cereal person. I don't know about, there's a lot of men. I know my dad and I are both this way. If I don't have a good protein in my breakfast, if I do breakfast cereal or, waffles or pancakes or stuff, it doesn't do me a bit of good because I have to eat an early lunch because I start shaking real bad. And I just want to tell you that one of the things I do not do, I try not to, is white flour. I just try not to do much white flour in my diet at all. And so there goes donuts, waffles, pancakes, all those things. This is not good for you. Another thing to increase your testosterone is vitamin D. One of the big ways to get vitamin D is just be in the sun. Did you know that? Limit sugar from your diet. Reduce stress. Now, a lot of you go, how am I going to reduce stress? I want to tell you how I reduced stress last year. I've been at Lake Placid for 7 years, and I used to play softball on the church league when I was at church. I don't even get to do church as much as I used to because of my big bubble of being the camp director. And so I decided, okay, well, there's this 50 and over softball team of guys that I could go play and that was a stress reducer for me. Even though it was something I was doing, I really enjoyed. One of the guys at my table a while ago says he gets up in the morning and he rides his bike. That's a stress reducer for him. So it doesn't have to be just something where you try to meditate, calm yourself down, but stress reduce, doing something that you enjoy that you can relax doing. Healthy fats. That's not good for ladies as much as it is for us guys, but healthy fats are organic and free range. Don't forget about that. Organic and free range. If you can get those kind of things, it's really better for you because there's so much of the ingredients that we need that are taken out when they're not organic and free range. Give you another example. Meats, eggs, olive and olive oil, coconuts and coconut oil, raw nuts are all healthy and necessary fats. Now just a couple of other things. Dental health. If you have dental insurance, almost all dental insurance give you 2 free dental cleanings in a year. If you have that and you're not taking advantage of it, just do it. Just call and get an appointment and go have your teeth cleaned. Dental health affects your whole body. So don't not do that, okay? Dental health. Sleep. So we all know sleep is very important. One of the best ways to help yourself in sleep is to go to bed a little earlier. And if you go to bed a little earlier, you'll be able to get up a little earlier to do your prayer and devotions easier. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay, so now what I'd like for you to do is to take this time, just a minute, and to be able to talk about what some, think about it and tell somebody what you think you're going to do, that one thing you're going to do to help your health. Okay, take 1 minute. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to talk about what the next half of this is about fitness. Okay? How many of you, count your steps during the day? How many of you do that? I'll tell you what, it's a motivator. If you have that on a Fitbit or if you have it on your phone and it reports to you, it'll actually motivate you to do better. Just because it's there, you know, and we as men, we're always in for a challenge. And so if you have your phone keep telling you to take more steps, or once you take the steps required, it'll say, good job. And you'll go, wow, I did it, you know, and then you'll try it again to make it again. So that is another one of those one things if you had something to count your steps. I'm going to tell you something that you probably might not like, but if you're the person who at home, you're sitting in your chair and you've had a long day at work and you're tired and you want something and you ask your wife or your kids to go get it for you, you need to get up and go get it. Amen. Amen. Every time you get up out of your chair, that's a squat. And squat's one of the best exercises you can do. And after you get up, the rest are steps. So that's exercise, okay? That's a simple active exercise. Praise the Lord. Okay. Just tell Carl, you know, get mad at Carl for having me up here if you didn't like that. The biggest hurdle in getting fit is discipline. If you're really good at self-discipline, good. But if you're not, one of the best things to do is have a workout partner or somebody that you can schedule your workout or your time together. That really helps me. It really does. Even though we've got a fitness center, all my equipment's at Lake Placid in a building, if I don't have somebody that will meet me there at a certain time, it's really hard for me to give up what I'm doing to go do that. So I just want to encourage you to get a partner. You don't have to go to a gym. I think it's a good idea to do it. If you're over, 62 or 65 and you have Social Security and things like that, they usually have what's called a Silver Sneakers program, and you can actually go to the Y and to fitness centers for free. So you can check into that if you're getting government benefits. Scheduling what your exercise time, putting it on your calendar just like you do another appointment. That way it's there and you don't schedule over it. That's another good thing to help you to get started in that, to put it on your schedule. If you have a workout friend, then that's really good. Now, I used to do my workout partner as a two-way thing. I would try to get one of the guys that I knew that needed some ministry or somebody unsaved, and I would invite him to be my workout partner, and it would give me a little opportunity while I'm working out maybe to win somebody to the Lord or help somebody. Weightlifting is a good way to get fit. And you, like I said, you don't have to go to the gym. You can just about, do anything yourself. Like I said, this is a squat. I didn't use anything. You can buy a set of dumbbells, and you can do almost everything you can with dumbbells, that you go to the gym for. Sometimes dumbbells are better because if you use a barbell and you're a right-handed, sometimes your right hand is stronger than your left. But if you're making your left do the dumbbell the same as your left will start picking up and being equal to the right. And I just want to encourage you to start out slow. Definitely always warm up. Stretching is the best thing you can do for your body. If you're not stretching, there's another number one thing is stretching. And when you stretch, I was in the martial arts for years, and the one thing I learned that I really am thankful for was all the stretching. If you stretch, don't push yourself. This is just supposed to be something that you relax. Like if you're going to bend over and touch the floor, then then just lean over. Don't bounce. Don't bounce. Stretching is something that you relax to do. Okay. Stretching is good. Now you can stretch a little bit before you work out, but it's actually better to warm up and stretch again. So stretching, that's the way a lot of sports do that. Runners do that. Runners will stretch a little bit, they'll go for a jog and stretch again before they go for a 5K or 10K or whatever. So stretching is really important. It keeps you from injury more than anything else. That's what you'll like about it. It keeps you from injury. And then when you start to work out, do a warm-up set that's about half of the weight or that type of a thing so that you are warming up your muscles so you don't hurt yourself. That's a really good idea. About 50% of the weight you're going to start out with, do one set and then do your set. I just want to say the most important thing that I've learned to do before I work out is to pray. Just say a short prayer. Ask God to be in your workout and ask Him to receive the glory for your health. Okay. I don't have a whole lot of time, and I want to give you guys some time to talk about it, so I can't go into individual things, but I want to give you just a few things of advice, and then I want to talk to you about the boys doing this type of thing too. When you do work out, you don't want to be doing anything that gets your lower back into a workout. Like if you're doing weights and you have to go like this, it's too much weight. You want to be able to stand and bend your knees if you're standing up and doing an exercise. This is triceps with the dumbbell. This is shoulder workout. This is curls. You want to have your knees bent, and you don't want to have to rock. That's just lower back. Same thing just getting up out of a chair. If you get up out of a chair, don't get up out of your chair like this and then bend up as you get up. Get up out of your chair sitting up straight, and that way your legs are getting you up. Your back is not getting you up. Okay? You don't want to use your lower back unless you have to. Same thing with lifting. If you're doing any lifting, you want to do it like this. You want to be able to, sometimes if I'm doing a squat, I'll look at the ceiling and try to keep my eye on a spot on the ceiling to make sure that I don't bend over. Okay, this can be a big injury during weightlifting. So you want to make sure that you're not using your back like this to do any lifting. I want to talk to you about our boys just for a minute. This is including in the boys too, but if you're working out, unless you're already a power lifter and you're competing, don't max out. Don't ever go and try to see how much you can do. That's a good way to get injured, and it could injure you so you never work out again. Okay, don't max out. And don't do low reps. Anything below 8 reps per set, you just don't need that. You need to be doing at least 8 to 10 reps per set on anything that you do. And the older we get, the more reps per set we need to be doing. So I'm going to be 60 next year, so I probably won't do anything under 12. Okay? So I want to talk to you about boys in sports. A lot of our coaches, they push our boys, like in football and things where they do the weightlifting, they push our boys to see how much weight they can do so that they can handle all the weights, and they're actually getting them to bulk up in an unhealthy way. So they'll get the boys to do as high weights as they can and low reps, and they don't even make them do full motion. We want to make sure every time we do a motion, we do a full motion. To give you an example, if you see a boy who's going like this, doing his weights, and he's just going like this, then it's too much weight. We need to be able to go all like this. See, I'm not moving my upper body. I'm just focusing, isolating the bicep. Same thing with anything. We want to make sure that we do full range of motion. We want our whole muscle to be able to be used. Otherwise, we're only going to be strong in this one little area here, whereas we want to be able to be strong in the whole motion. Okay? We want full range of motion. So if you're a dad and your kid's going to be in sports, you go tell the coach, say, I don't want my son maxing out, and I want him doing at least 8 reps per set on whatever it is he does, and I don't want him to have to be pushed to do anything else. There's a lot after high school. There's a whole long life after high school, and you want your son or your daughter to be have a life of fitness, not just for high school. Amen? Okay. So I'm going to pray for you. Lord, we just thank you. I ask you, Lord, to lead them and guide them in their choices that they make. And Lord, help them right now to make this choice in their fitness as well. In Jesus' name. Just take 1 minute. I think I went over some, but just take 1 minute and talk to each other about the one thing you're going to do for fitness for yourself. Thank you.